Hello, this is Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministries. We're in Genesis chapter 43 looking at Joseph and his brothers even now. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for these stories, Lord, that we can learn. You said that these things were given to us upon whom the end of the world came, that we might learn and that we might see these examples and not follow after the same mistakes that others have done. Thank you, Father, that when we read of his brothers, these brothers of Joseph being so wrong in their doings, Lord, that we can learn from this and we can avoid it. And Lord, we just thank you again that you have chosen to teach us through pictures, Lord, not only through words, but Father, we can see the lives of others and learn from that also. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Now, it says in chapter 43 and verse 1 that the famine was sore in the land of Canaan. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had bought out of Egypt, their father said to them, go again and buy us a little food. Now, if in case you haven't been listening, the background is this. Joseph, who we've been studying about, has came to power in the kingdom of Egypt. He is now in charge of the food, and the whole world's in a famine, and God had spoken to Pharaoh through a dream, and Joseph has saved up all the food in the land of Egypt, and stored it up during the good years that God spoke of. And now all the world's coming to them for food, and the children of Israel had went down for food. That is, Jacob's sons, Joseph's brothers. And now they've come home with the food that they had and had to leave Simeon behind, because he said, I won't let you come back unless you bring Benjamin with you, your youngest son, brother. He was putting them to the test. And the famine was sore in the land, and it came to pass when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said to them, go again and buy us a little food. And Judah spoke unto him, saying, the man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, you shall not see my face except your brother be with you. If you will send our brother with us, then we will go down and buy food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said to us, you shall not see my face except your brother be with you. Judah makes it plain to Jacob, look, this Pharaoh's man here has told us that we will not be able to see him for food unless we have Benjamin with us, Daddy. We can't get up there to see him. He says, you'll not see our face. You'll not see my face. And if you're not going to send him with us, we're not going. Now, Israel said, wherefore deals you so ill with me as to tell whether the man had yet a brother? Tell the man whether you had another brother. And they said, the man asked us straightly of our state and of our kindred, saying, is your father yet alive? Have you another brother? And we told him, according to the tenor of these words, could we certainly know that he should say, bring your brother down? And Judah said to Israel, or Jacob, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you and also our little ones. I'll be a surety for him. Of my hand shall you require him. And if I bring him not to you, and set him not before you, then let me bear the blame forever. Judah now, rather than Reuben, steps in and says, I'll be responsible for Benjamin. Now, this is something new, because up to this time, we haven't seen Judah step in and to show any kind of love for his brother. But now he steps in. The whole family's going to die if they don't go down to Egypt and if they don't get the food. Judah says, look, Father, I will take the responsibility for Benjamin. I'll trade my life for his if that's necessary. And if we hadn't waited so long, we would have already returned by now, it says in verse 10. And verse 11, their father Israel said to them, if it must be so now, do this. Take the best fruits of the land in your vessels. Carry down the manna present, a little balm, a little honey, spices, myrrh, nuts, and almonds. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks. Carry it again in your hand, for adventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother. Arise and go down unto the man. Or go again unto the man. God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. If you notice this about Israel, or Jacob, he is a man who, he's a pessimist. He's already said in the last time we were together, all these things are against me. And now he makes the statement, if I'm bereaved, I'm bereaved. You know, he spent a long life, and he's seen a lot of things happen in his life. Here the old supplanter has been taught by God, and he's become a pessimist. Now he says, it says in verse 15, the men took that present, and took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with him, he said to the ruler of the house, bring these men home and slay and make ready for these men, shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, because the money that was returned in the sacks at the first time are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondmen and our asses. And they came near the steward of Joseph's house, and they talked to the man. Let me get on into the story a little bit here. They take the steward of Joseph's house, and they begin to talk to him. And they say, look, let me tell you what's happened. This money was in our sack that we paid for this grain the last time we were here. And we don't know who put it there, it says in verse 22. But somebody did. And we brought double money back to pay you for the grain we want now. You know, in their mind, here we are about to get sold into slavery. And everything's going to be took from us. We better fess up and get this right now. Well, the guy says to them, peace be to you and fear not. God your father, or the God of your father, has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. And he brought Simeon out to them. They don't really know what's going on. These men are being kept in a tailspin. They don't know whether they're coming or going. And yet through all this, Joseph's trying them. What was they going to do with the money? What were they going to do about their little brother? How were they going to handle all these things? Were they going to do right or wrong? Now they sit down at the table, and Joseph came home and brought in the present, which was in their hand to the house, and bowed themselves to him of the earth. When Joseph gets home from the work day, verse 26, they bow down to him, and they present him all the presents that they had brought for him. Here is the fulfillment of the dream that Joseph had had as a child. Your sheaves shall bow down to mine. And here they bow down to him to the earth. Like it or not, God's plans are going to come to pass. You may say, I don't believe the Jesus of the Bible. I don't believe that he's coming back. I don't believe he's going to judge the world. Say what you want to. Talk as long as you want to, but I don't believe it. Well, it don't matter whether you believe it or not. It's going to happen. It's as sure as the day is long. It's going to happen. And now these brothers bow down to Joseph. And he asked them about their family again and asked them, how's their daddy? Is he still alive? And they answered, you're serving our fathers in good health. He's yet alive. And they bowed their heads and made obeisance. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, is this your younger brother of whom you spake unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son. And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother. And he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, set on bread. And they set on for him by himself, for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians would did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews. For this is an abomination to the Egyptians. Here now he sets the table before him. He sees Benjamin, and he sees his mama's son. Remember, these were from, like, you had Rachel, Leah, and their handmaids. All these brothers were half-brothers, except a few of them were brothers by the same mother. Now, Joseph is full brother to Benjamin. And when it says he saw the brother of his mother's son, his brother, he's talking about his full brother, Benjamin. And his heart goes out to Benjamin immediately. Here is his full-blooded brother, the one who never did him anything wrong, the one who is his mother's son, who when he looks in his face, he sees his mother, and how his love went out through him, and his heart breaks in him, and he has to leave the chamber, and he goes out and gets himself together, and they set bread together, but the Egyptians wouldn't eat with him because the Egyptians wouldn't eat with Hebrews. It was just the wrong thing to do in their time and in their culture. Now, look at verse 33 if you have a Bible. They set before him the firstborn according to his birthright and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled one at another. And he took and sent messes unto them from before him, but Benjamin's mess was 5 times as much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. Here, he tests them again. He sets them down in the order of their age. And of course, this would be strange to you. Here's a man that you don't know. You don't know what he's up to, but he sets all of you in the order of your age, from the oldest to the youngest, in position at the table. Now, as if that's not strange enough, he gives 5 times to Benjamin what has been given to everybody else to eat. What do you think he's doing? Not only is he given to Benjamin because he loves him, but he's given to Benjamin to see a reaction from his brothers. I can just picture it in my mind. Joseph gazing about the table, watching his brothers' faces when he gives this double portion to Benjamin. Why? Because when Joseph was the favored son, they cast him into a pit and sold him into slavery. He wanted to see their reaction when Benjamin was the favored one. This being besides the fact that he loved Benjamin and wanted to bless him with this extra portion. Well, what is the reaction? It says they drank and were merry with him. Here, they're all getting along and having a good old merry time together. Benjamin and the brothers and Joseph. Here is a family reunion like never before, and yet the brothers don't even know it. Here they are all having a good time together, and they don't even know that that's their brother Joseph who has set all this up for them and has prepared the way before them according to God's plan. It's good that we have a God that can go before us and prepare the way before us. And this is the kind of God that we have. The Lord has prepared the way before us into heaven. He sent his son to die for our sins, to be buried, and to raise again. And that if we want to go to heaven, we simply have to trust him. And he's there waiting for us for that great supper, the marriage supper of the Lamb, the wedding feast. If you're not saved today, we ask you to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you're saved today, just trust him for everything. He's prepared the way. Give him the honor and the glory. This has been Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. We would appreciate anyone that would call us or contact us. We would be encouraged to try to encourage you in the things of the Lord. Or if you have a spiritual need, our number this week is 879-5695. This is Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. It's Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Meeby. Join us next week at 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday.